Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Well, hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Happy Father's Day. We will be remembering Dad this Sunday. And hey, Dad, show some leadership. Come on out to the Lighthouse and bring the family. Proverbs 29 verse 2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn," as we have daily witness. Proverbs 29, 12 says, "If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked." As a corollary to that divine precept, consider this. If the ruler is the liar, well, then his wicked servants are given cover to work their evils upon the kingdom, upon the people. When we put the wicked into power, the people mourn. Proverbs 28, 15, "As a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people." The word poor here speaks of the weak, the needy. You know, people who are preyed upon by the wicked. Fathers, stand up for your family and protect them from these wicked rulers. Start by leading your family back to God, my friend. Come on out to the Lighthouse for Father's Day and we'll give you some pointers from the scripture. How to lead your family through this mess.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Devils and diseases. Why do you not need to be afraid of either one? I do a lot of work in the area of spiritual warfare. It is very revealing that Jesus introduced the kingdom of God in this world during his ministry on this earth by demonstrating his power over devils and diseases. Jesus is King of the earth. He has given us power as his disciples over devils and diseases. Believers need not to be afraid, but they do need to exercise their divinely appointed authority and by faith bring Christ's authority to bear down upon the wicked. Something I'll talk about some more at the conclusion of today's brain massage. You don't need to fear diseases. We're getting closer every day to the truth about what the wicked rulers have been up to and are up to with regard to this pandemic. Some call it a scamdemic for good reason. Very interesting information coming out about the COVID-19 operations. Stay tuned. And then the devils, the devious plot to burn down America as an offering to the chaos god. And finally, the protection that is available for you and your family from devils and diseases. My friend, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
So, where do we go from here? We are getting closer to the truth every day. Very interesting news coming out about this pandemic. Fauci says, "It's a bit of a stretch to say he covered up the Wuhan leak hypothesis, but only a bit, you know. Which part of the allegation is the bit that is a stretch? Is it the bit about him being apprised of this by fellow professionals in emails that have been lately released? Surely he's not talking about that bit about him expressing fear at the very beginning of the outbreak that the American people are going to conclude this came from Wuhan lab. Why would they? All revealed in your emails. Or perhaps the bit of a stretch he's talking about is the bit about the American people discovering he authorized continued funding of gain-of-function research in the Wuhan lab after the United States Congress withdrew all funding for such research. Or the fact that we now know he knew this research was going on. That's likely the reason when the outbreak broke he was concerned the American people would think it came from Wuhan. What's that? Oh, I see. He was being sarcastic. Well, you know, it's hard to tell with liars. And when he said in private communications that masks will not block virions, you know, virus particles, that was before he decided masks should be required, even on children. and because of his massive medical knowledge and scientific expertise. I mean, this is the guy who declared anyone daring to question him was questioning science. So, it's probably safe to say he knows children require more oxygen than adults, and that inhibiting their intake of oxygen is, well, bad for them. And that reducing oxygen intake for anyone dampens natural immunity. And, oh, did you hear the bit about the parents who sent their children's masks to a lab? Yeah, because this one parent noticed their child developing scabs around the face, and Dr. Fauci didn't know that might be a consequence. And these masks were tested, and it resulted in the University of Florida study. It was shown that these masks were contaminated with all manner of bacteria, pneumonia, tuberculosis, meningitis, keratitis, inflammation of the cornea caused by a fungus, food poisoning, Lyme disease, diphtheria, legionnaires, which is leprosy, bacteria, parasites, fungi, but no virus. No virus, folks. Only bacteria. It's what we've been telling you all along about these masks. It's what Fauci himself said in the earlier days. By the way, these masks had been freshly laundered. They were new and had been worn 5 to 8 hours. This is one day's accumulation, my friends. They are lying when they tell you these masks stop a virus. And by the way, as a control, an unworn mask was tested, and no pathogens were found on the control test. Now, folks, this is science. Not these quacks who make declarations like, we are concerned about the consequences of masks on children, but the masks have reduced the spread of COVID or slowed it or whatever. You should be sued for malpractice. Dr. Nicole Saphir, show me the study. What do you base this on? Oh, you went and read another declaration by some other vain, puffed-up doctor? Not good enough. Cite the study. Cite the science. Not the scientist, the science. Science is not statements made by scientists. Scientists have been lying to us and all of our children for decades. Liars. They work for the wicked ruler, and they are paid for perpetuating their lies. Science is not something a scientist tells you. Science is a product of research. You know, the RCTs, randomized controlled trials, single and double blind clinical trials, placebo and or alternate medication controlled trials, hypothesis, experiment, conclusion. I guess these people like Fauci forgot. Right? It's hypothesis, experiment, conclusion, repeat. Same conclusion, repeat. Same conclusion, good. Let's move to knowledge. Ask a question. Collect data by background research. Construct a hypothesis. Test with an experiment. Test procedure. Is it working? Yes or no? If no, troubleshoot the procedure. Carefully check and recheck all steps. Procedure works? Good. Analyze the data it produces. If the results line up with your hypothesis, good. Draw a tentative conclusion and then repeat the whole process maybe a couple of times. And then finally say, mask work. Publish your findings and wait for your Nobel Prize nomination. Results do not align with your hypothesis or only partially align. Return to the drawing board. Publish your work to help others avoid this rabbit trail. Ask new questions. Form a new hypothesis. Establish an experimental procedure to test. You get it? Do science. Do the work. Don't just make pronouncements. I've looked at all the science with regard to masks, and they all add up to one thing. They don't block virus. Just exactly what Fauci said in the beginning. We're talking about children's lives here, friends. We're talking about hurting these children based on conclusions that are not premised upon science. The science establishes only one conclusion repeatedly. Masks do not block virions. The same science Fauci reflected when he explained to some Obama administration personnel preparing for a trip abroad, advising them not to wear masks because they don't block a virus. He said, "A virus is too small," he said, It passes through the type of masks you buy at a pharmacy, Fauci said. Do you understand how wretched this man is? Look at the children being forced to play outside wearing these stupid, foul, disease-trapping face diapers. Do you want to walk around with your bacteria trap on your face? That's your business. Please think about the children. Every lousy government doctor should be sued for malpractice, and every lousy government official that pushed this should be tried, put on trial for malfeasance. And the big tech fact checkers should be sued for criminal conspiracy to perpetrate fraud. Hey, doctor, know-it-all. Hey, doctor, I'm science. You know, name the study that proves masks reduce the spread of COVID. Name it. Why don't these news people do their job? Challenge these quacks. Fauci, fulvous, whistling duck. Sometimes I get carried away. There's this guy, I forgot his name. He's a millionaire. He offered $2 million to anyone who can prove one thing that the CDC or that the WHO got correct in this pandemic. There have been no takers. We were told the COVID-19 disease was going to kill millions in America. It turns out there is a 99.97% general recovery rate from COVID and above 95% recovery for those ranked most vulnerable. That's in the area of 65 plus. It is, sadly, deadly for the very old and for those who are obese or suffer other mortal diseases. But friend, it's virtually zero for children. So what is really going on with this pandemic? We are getting closer to the truth every day. Very interesting news coming out of this. Let's talk to a real doctor. How about Dr. Peter McCullough, professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine. I think he teaches on the Baylor Dallas campus. He's an internist. That's among the most rigorous of disciplines in the medical field. Additionally, he is a cardiologist, an epidemiologist, a widely published doctor, and has extensive experience treating COVID. Yes, treating it successfully, reducing the time patients suffer from symptoms by 85%, reducing the number of hospitalizations and deaths to near zero, which is the goal, by the way, of any doctor worth his or her salt, not these quacks who tell a COVID-infected patient, go home till you're sicker. What? Then come back so we can stick you on the ventilator and get our fat bonus from the government. Laura Ingram is following these developments. She has had Dr. McCullough on her show and has had him back to help him inform the American people, because the illegitimate government doctors and the illegitimate government media, MSM and Big Tech, are in service to the illegitimate deep state government, and they are colluding together to keep the truth from the American people. So it's up to us. Yikes. I ran out of time for this segment. I'll pick it up on the other side. You're going to want to hear what Dr. McCullough has to say about what's really going on with this pandemic. Hold on through the break. You know, I might not get to the devils after all. Well, maybe tonight during
my folks, I can see right now that my second segment is going to run a little long. So we're going to roll on through the break.
Stand
and
by.
Continue.
The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Jesus demonstrated the power of the kingdom of God over devils and diseases. We need a visit from the kingdom of God. Jesus cast out a devil or a disease, and sometimes these are connected, you know. The disease comes from the devil, devils, like today, the devils of the CCP with their Democrat operatives here, concocted this disease that is destroying our lives. But you need not fear, Christian. You have power over the devils and their diseases. Trust God. And we're looking at what Dr. McCullough revealed in an interview with some German attorneys who are pursuing legal action against the devils that have pushed this disease onto the world. I gave his bona fides already in the last segment, but for those just now tuning in, Dr. McCullough is a medical doctor, an internist, cardiologist, and epidemiologist who practices in Texas. He is professor of medicine at Texas A&M, a much-published doctor, respected, and is willing to put his creds against any of the establishment doctors. He has had a great deal of experience working with COVID patients. So this guy has looked at the data and concluded, we know this is bioterrorism. Whoa. Early on, I said, well, the big questions are, where did this thing originate? Is it man-made? was it released by accident or on purpose? Well, the first question has been answered. A whistleblower from within the WHO has revealed that three researchers in the Wuhan lab became sick and put in the hospital, where it was determined they had been infected with what came to be identified as SARS-CoV-2 and developed the disease caused by that virus that came to be called COVID-19. The source testified that the leader of the lab work, under the CCP, by the way, was hurried away from the lab to return to Beijing. They shut down their website, began implementing travel restrictions within China, but not international travel. And they went into full cover-up mode. Oddly, however, we have learned from some blood samples that some COVID-19 cases showed up in the United States after these guys were taken to the hospital and all that, but before the famed China traveler appeared with symptoms in Washington State in mid-January. I think he traveled from Wuhan to his home in Seattle. But the NIH has recently reported evidence that COVID-19 was circulating in some states in the eastern part of the country as early as December 2019. These seven blood samples where they found the virus raised some questions. Were any of these people in Wuhan? Were any of these people in contact with the Wuhan-Seattle guy? Probably not, since these would predate him. Did he get it? I mean, what's going on here? I read another report that placed it earlier. In Italy, they discovered it was appearing as early as September of 2019. What? Then we learned that Fauci was funding gain-of-function research on bat virus, specifically working to enhance its transmissibility and to create a SARS bat virus that would facilitate human-to-human transmission. You see, the H1N1 was not efficient in human-to-human transmission. Okay, let's work a little harder here. SARS-CoV-1. Oh, bummer. Once again, not quite very efficient for human-to-human transmission. Gotta think this through. They were getting it to move from animal to human, but human to human was, well, it wasn't working out too well. Good night. Then they had a breakthrough. They found a way to make a SARS virus that would efficiently move from human to human. Yippee! Oh boy! And then it jumped the control lab into humans and off it went. So, my friends, the question of origin answered. The question of whether it's man-made or naturally occurring answered, despite Fauci's lies about the matter. But what about the question of whether it was accidentally released or purposely released? It would appear the WHO insider is either, you know, trying to protect CCP from exposure by offering an alternate explanation of these origins, which is entirely possible, by the way, or the informant is telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but. And what happened is, according to some, looking closely at all of this, the Gates conspiracy to depopulate the planet saw an opportunity in this accident. And the globalists, who want to crash and burn the world governments so they can financial systems, so they can erect their Tower of Babel and establish their dream for a one world government, well, they've been planning this for at least 10 years, we understand, this pandemic scenario. And 2021 was supposed to be the launch year, according to some, for Event 201. No time to explain that right now. But there is a sinking feeling developing in my gut that while CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, was certainly complicit in all of this, forces in the U.S. deep state leaped onto this mishap because, you know, like Obama's friend and colleague in crime, Rahm Emanuel, said, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Well, actually, that was the original phrase coined by Winston Churchill in the mid-1940s approaching World War II that Rahm Emanuel borrowed. Dr. McCullough hinted at his knowledge of the information that we have already looked at from InfoWars, Alex Jones, that these guys had been planning this, down to the proverbial T. An expression, by the way, with roots in the Bible. Jesus said not a jot or tittle of the word would be lost from Scripture, and the expression to the tittle was used to speak of something perfectly and totally prepared and done. Later, this was reduced to the T. Anyway, so when they either got the cue up from Beijing that it was time to roll, or when they heard about the mishap at the Wuhan lab, they went into motion. They contacted the WHO, that's not the band, but the World Health Organization, and began putting pressure on them to declare the virus an emergency of global concern. And they contacted Dresden, we talked about all this in a show or two back, to go to work on the PCR test to prepare it to test for COVID. And actually, he had already put it together. But they needed to cover that, you see. They had to get rid of the original inventor of the PCR test, I think, because he already made statements to the effect that it was not a credible diagnostic for reasons we've explained in an earlier show. Coming up on my time here, so in August of 2019, they got that guy out of the way. Anyway, fortunately, he was removed from the scene. When Dresden came out with his PCR-based SARS-CoV-2 test, well, they set the magnification of the cycles to 40 to 45, which literally guaranteed a huge number of false positives. And by the way, after they successfully stole the election, or so they think, they reduced the cycles to something like 25, so the number of false positives dropped precipitously, allowing them to go around tooting their horn about how their mitigation strategies were successful. What a pack of liars. Then comes the vaccines, and everyone's wondering what in the world is going on. A virus that has a 99.97% recovery rate, generally speaking, and a 95.7%. By the way, these percentages of recovery rates are very little comfort to loved ones who lost a dearly beloved to this horrible, horrible sickness. So please don't get me wrong in this. However, it is important that we maintain proper perspective on all of this. So with recovery rates at these levels and with a virtual zero rate of death for children, you know, and a disease for which there are known therapeutics, a whole bunch of those who have died from it died because these wicked government officials have moved to block these therapeutics from being used. I mean, effective treatments at a time when we have, by all true science accounts, reached a virtual natural immunity. They're pushing a vaccine. I mean, what? Whether because they've been exposed already or have sufficient immunity to beat it off or have been vaccinated, there's virtually zero need for vaccinations right now, with the exception, of course, of elderly persons and others who are at serious risk. But the push to get everyone jabbed, it's just weird. I mean, it's Orwellian. It's strange, right? Bring out Art Bell's music. I mean, they're begging and blackmailing and bribing people to take the shot or to get the jab. It's all raising suspicions. It's just driving people farther away from them because they're raising an eyebrow going, what are you doing here? And why were they pushing so hard for our black neighbors to get the jab? What's that about? I mean, there's been some, you know, experience there with the government. You know what I mean? And why, after they wiped out a significant number of our elderly by sending them to their deaths in nursing homes, ill-equipped to handle COVID positive residents, having been told this, by the way, that it was dangerous, Newsom, Whitmer, Wolf, Cuomo, there's some other guy, murderers. Now they want to vaccinate the children too. Why the children? In Toronto, it's getting so bizarre in Canada. Some nurses seduced a gang of children away from their parents offering some ice cream and then keeping the parents away. They jabbed these kids with the vaccine. Friends, Canada's off the rails. I have some dear friends there. Missionaries, Getty, Pastor Sullivan, Pastor White, Pastor Weber. God help these men, all of Canada. I think they're going to want to establish a constitution, a bill of rights in that country when this is over. You do know that in Canada, the government grants your rights to you, right? So anyway, the vaccine is quickly becoming the focus, and it's looking increasingly like the vaccine was the end game. The point was to get everybody jabbed. First and foremost, you need to know that the vaccines, none of them are FDA approved. This is an experimental vaccine. No one can force you to participate in an experimental medical treatment. The Nuremberg Code. Ever hear of that one? You don't need to buy some phony doctor's release or get any doctor to give you one. You have the inalienable right endowed to you by your creator to refuse to allow anyone to stick something into your body without your full and informed consent. And people are getting hurt by these vaccines. There have been 5,000 reported deaths so far, but we have another whistleblower, and this one from within the CDC, who is telling us that that number is actually much higher, as much as 10 times higher. Dr. McCullough is telling us he fears the number can be closer to 50,000 in the United States alone that have died in an event related to the vaccination. So we have a virus that was manufactured in a lab in China under the auspices of the military establishment of the Chinese Communist Party. And we have a suspicious release of this virus into the general population. And we have all these CCP-connected doctors telling us this virus is super deadly, when it's super deadly only to people at high risk. But the hype got everybody ready for the jab. And now they're pushing these vaccinations like nothing I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this. And everything in me says there's something going wrong here. This is wrong. There's a scam being played here. These doctors, Dr. McCullough and his colleagues, are telling us you don't need to fear the virus, but you'd better be concerned about the vaccine. The CDC was overwhelmed with the number of what are called breakthrough cases of COVID. Now, that's a situation where someone who has had the vaccine ends up contracting COVID anyway. Now, there's always some of that in every vaccination rollout. But in this case, the numbers were so overwhelming, they decided they would no longer count breakthrough cases unless it led to hospitalization or death. Now, I'm going to have to close, but I'll be developing some more of this tonight in the visit. It's called Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. It's a live stream visit, much more casual and interactive. At least you can ask a question or make a statement and so on, interact a little bit with the group or with me. But I must finish with this. Friend, you do not need to be afraid. I know. They're talking about vaccinated people shedding the nanoparticle that can be breathed in. This nanoparticle delivers the spike protein that is the pathogen of this virus. I'm waiting for a Lindell absolute proof type expose on this one, but I'm sure it's coming. But we do not need to be afraid nevertheless. Fear is the enemy's objective. When you start responding to all or any of this in fear, well, let's just put it this way. The devil uses fear as a steering wheel in your life to direct you into a path that leads to destruction, to the place where he wants you to be. Tyrants steer masses by the steering wheel of fear. Jesus said, "Fear not, I am with you." Jesus is king, and he declared that when the kingdom of God has come upon you, the power of the kingdom is present to command devils and heal diseases. I'll speak to this further Sunday as part of my Father's Day message, and you're going to love it. Today, I only got to the diseases. My intention was to get to devils and diseases, but during my live stream visit tonight, I'll talk about the devils. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. And call 1-805-314-2114 to leave a message for me in our listener response hotline, or go to our website, go to godswar2020.com or brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button, send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. I'll see you in church.
Go to godswar2020.com. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon